Welcome, everybody. Shia number 1279. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Bemra Baran Ziz, Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ramosha, and the Rafua Shalema Yehudis Leia Bas Cyril. Getting back to Amalach of Ma'amer gathering. Okay, we are trying to finish off the subject of fruits that spread out in the house, right? Of course, we're talking about the subject of Uvda Dechoil, how it applies to the malacha of ma'amer gathering. It's not a question of a deraisa over here, which is obviously just gathering fruits together or vegetables or any gedulei karka, anything that grew from the ground in its place of growth. We established that. That's the deraisa. Now we're dealing with whereby it was already gathered. Is there ma'amer after ma'amer? Is there gathering after gathering? You have the basket of fruits that spilled out, right? And now could you go ahead and regather it into the basket? So we spoke about in the field. When it last year we did a review on that. We're not going to go through that again. Now we're trying to establish the fact, what about in the house, right? Which comes up a lot. I have my basket of fruits got tipped over, right? So what do I do? Could I put it back in? Could I put it all back into the basket? So we spoke about, we said if it's just spilled out in a small little area, right, it just spilled out, somebody tipped over a basket, and it's all mamish right there, within sort of like Dalet Amos. I think it was the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbat they brought down, and the Sefer Ayil Meshulish also, and others brought down within arm's length. They're all mamish right around me. They didn't really spread out all over the place, so then just to go ahead and put them back into the basket or the box, wherever they spilled out, would be fine. We said even in the field, even outside you could do that, but again, in case in time with this nerve, but in the house for sure. But now the question is, again, they spilled out, you know, echad heina, like the Shulchan Aruch said, in Simon Shin Lamed Hei Sif Hei, which is our simon we're trying to work from with Uvda Dechoil in conjunction with Ma'amer gathering. So they spread out quite a bit, right? One went rolling in that corner, the other one went rolling down in the other corner, and could I bring them all together? What do? I need my fruits, right? People are coming, or I want whatever the case is, we need them. So if you just take one, we said even outside, if a person goes and just takes one or two and they're going to eat them, so you know, on Shabbos or whatever, so that's fine, but I just want to bring them back in. It's just like sort of like, you know, I don't want to have fruits all over the house till the end of Shabbos. It's not a covetic, people could step on it, it's not a good thing. So be it as it may, we did bring down from Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbat, he was Mekel, and also in general, even if they're spread out, and the Sefer Shabbos Home actually brings down from the Shas Shuvos Arletzion. He brings from the Shas Shuvos Arletzion Chelik Dalid, Perik Mem Gimel, Sif Zayin, whatever. But he says Shekoshev the Bebayis ain't kan Isser, that in the house from the Shas Shuvos Arletzion also would not be a Isser. But I do have to say most of the Sfarim do say even in the house this Isser would apply. There are different angles to it, if you want to call it, but others, they do say that in the house the Isser would apply. In other words, again, the basket or box of fruits got spilled out, whatever type of fruits, it doesn't really matter, oranges, plums, apples, or a mixture or whatever, and we're not getting into right now, there's no Isser of, there's not the issue of borer, it didn't spill out into any dirt, they're not mixed up, they're all spread out. The question is just plain and simple, gathering it back together to put back into the box, to put back into the basket. So, I mean, Lemaisa, the Sefer Shabbos Home, he says an interesting thing. He says, if you're going to say, the whole thing is a question. Right now, there's three different parts of Uvda Dechol. We spoke about it. Looks similar to the Malacha, right, which you really don't have over here. It's similar to the Malacha will be outside, right? You know, there's no gathering. People don't gather fruits from the trees in their house. So that's not Negei over here. And the question is, somebody might come to do the Malacha. That part of it is not so Negei Lemaisa. Also, just because somebody really gathers fruits in their house, they'll come to gather it under a tree outside, so that's not. But there is the third part of Uvda Dechol, which is Terchi Yaseiru, which is sort of like we keep on saying, it's a pain in the neck to go gather everything together when they spread out far away, and that's part of Uvda Dechol. It takes away the aura of Shabbos. So the Sefer Shabbos Home, he brings down, why would that be different in the house? It's also, if it's troublesome, if they spread out all over, so then it's a Tirchi Yisera, it's a big, if you want to call it pain, to go ahead and start collecting it and putting it back into a box and into a basket. So most of the Paiskim do say one could not go ahead and re-gather them together into a box or basket. But I just do want to read from the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes. He does give a few Eitz HaTovos, one of them which we spoke about last time, from the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. In reference, we said to sweep them. The Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa said you're allowed to sweep them all together. Let's say, whatever, 20 fruits rolled out all over. So I'm allowed to take a broom, not a straw broom, by the way. We spoke about that one is not supposed to use a straw broom on Shabbos. It's a regular soft broom, you know, that whatever. So with that, with the broom, you go ahead and sweep them all together. Now, once they're all together, so then you could put it into the basket or box in the house. Okay, so I just want to read, like I always say, it's very important thing when talking about these, especially the malachas or halacha in general, to have a variety, if you want to call it, of various different sfarim, because each sefer brings it from a different angle, how we get a picture of it. And like we saw in the Sefer Shabbos Home, how he brings it, we said, l'mainaf kamina, if it's a troublesome thing to go and gather it all together, who cares if it's in the house or in the field, right? So he brings that, but this, and the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes brings the Eitz HaTovos, and you have each sefer brings its own thing, which is beautiful. So I just want to read from the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes in the Malacha Ma'amar on page 336. We always try and quote where it's from in case we always have to go back and look it up on page 336. So he says like this, Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes, he says like this: if a bag of oranges, for example, oranges, it could be apples, it could be plums, it could be a mixture of fruits, it doesn't matter. If a bag of oranges fell and spread out throughout the kitchen. Now, I want to mention one thing before we go further. We'll talk about upcoming shiurim. What about in a case in time like an off roof, right? Sometimes there used to be, we spoke about a few shiurim ago, they used to throw fruits. So nowadays some people throw nuts. These are things that grew, and now they're spread out all over the shul, or they're spread out all over. I mean, are you allowed to go ahead and collect them, right? So they throw things, items which grew from the ground. So now could you go ahead and collect them, put them into a box? So we'll see over there, it's a little bit different. When it comes to a mitzvah, a simcha type of a thing, it's a little bit different. But right now we're just talking about plain and simple in a house. If a bag of oranges, again, lav dafka oranges, it could be anything, apples, plums, whatever the case is, grew from the ground, it could be even vegetables. If a bag of oranges fell and spread out throughout the kitchen, he brings... Right, it's spread all over the kitchen, because again, if it's all in one small little area, it's not a problem. But if it's spread out throughout the kitchen, one may not gather them into a container or bag. People don't realize this. This is an important thing to keep in mind. You can't go ahead and instead put it back into the container, or the bag. So he says, rather, so what should one do? Right, because of this, of the dechal thing, whereby most poiskim, including Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, most poiskim do say it, that the isser of the dechal, of where it got spread all out and then go putting it back into a container, box, basket, whatever, does apply in the house also. Rather, so he brings, what should one do? Rather, they may pick up each one separately and eat it. That we understand. Or place it on the table. They could pick up each one at a time. They pick up one and put it down on the table. Once they have been placed on the table, I pick up one orange. In other words, you can't go and grab out and start collecting all the oranges, right? I take one orange, walk over to the table, put it down. So I go and take a different orange on the other side, bring it over to the table, put it down. So once they have been placed on the table, then he says, right, so once they have been placed on the table, then they may put them into a container or a bag, once they're all on the table. Because again, that's you're doing it a little bit differently. It's not whereby it's, you know, a tirchi yisera. It is a tirchi yisera one at a time. It's more troublesome than getting it all together. But this is all part of the uvda dechol, and we want to try and, this is a totally different way than the regular way of just gathering it all together, whereby it's very similar to ma'amar also. So he says, once they have been placed on the table, then they could put them into a container or bag. So then he says further, alternatively, he says one may sweep them all, which is probably easy, the easier way to go. One may sweep them all to one place, like he's quoting the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, preferably with a broom that has been designated only for Shabbos use, which is a good thing to do. We said you can't use a straw broom, but even if you have a regular broom, it's a good thing to have a broom if it's possible for Shabbos use. But even be it as it may, many sfarim are maker whereby it doesn't have to be bedavka Shabbos use, just not a straw broom per se, and then pick them up normally and place them into a container or bag. So that's another way of doing it, that sweeping them all into one place. Now they're all like in one area, so then the whole Isser does not apply. But sweeping them together would be okay, like we saw in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. Then he says further, he just says further, the Bura part of it, additionally, if they fell in one place, one may pick them up from the floor, like we spoke about. It must be noted that if the oranges, again, any other type of fruit, fell into dirt or sand, then they may only pick them up one at a time and only eat them immediately, because that is borer. That's a much worse issue, which we've been talking about. That's borer. We're trying to stick to only the uvda d'chol part, the part whereby there's no question of borer. So that's what he says over there. And now just real quickly to quote from the Sefer al-Mishulash, he says the same thing with the sweeping. He says the same thing, that one could go ahead and sweep them. He says, because of the fact that this sweeping is not, you're not doing it, it's not an uvda d'chol type of a thing, it's mamashi masuda the house. He said, mikom makom nirish mutter, one would be allowed to sweep l'achas, sweep it all into like one corner of the house or one area. But the bottom line is to sweep it all up into one area. Kadesh yabayis masuda. So because of the fact, on Shabbos Kodesh, it doesn't look nice. You have fruits all over the house spilled out. It's not a nice thing. It's not about kavodik a thing. Kadesh leidarku aleim chayos, but the people shouldn't step on it, and it's not a nice thing. So he says that would be okay. And he says on the bottom, this is all found in the Ayil Meshulash, page Tzadik Zayin, Ois Mem Dalet on the bottom, Kein Niril Ani Yisdait, he came into Zeo, Havi Derech Nekoin Vesidu Abayis. This is just a simple way of, you know, keeping my house, Bakovadik, not looking nice and clean on Shabbos Kodesh. I don't want to have fruits all over the place. Any Oisik Basifosik Vesidurim, you're not doing it for questions of, Ma'amar or gathering together. He said, but then he says, the punchline is, Venir Shalach, right, so that's how he ends off. And there shall come after you get him all in the side, you bring him all into one corner, one area. So now Shemutal, then he says you could put him ready into a basket, into a box. Kedin perish enough of makamech. Then it would have a halacha like fruits that spilled out into one small area, which you could put into a basket anyways. That's what he says. Okay, but the bottom line is he does say if somebody does it with such a kavana intent and originally, like I'll sweep them up in order to be able to put them into a box, that he says could be a question of haroma, like a trickery type of thing not to do that. But Lemaisa, the other svarim do bring it down like that. Say, for we saw in the Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes, he says sweeping it up, quoting the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. So if you do with a broom, the ma'aser is definitely what to rely on, especially in the fact that we did see there were the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbat, or let's see, and others want to be making all together, but definitely to rely on the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, it would be fine as far as sweeping them up. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch Kol Tuv.